The Benefits of Body Condition Scoring. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Rumensin. Body condition scoring is the best way for producers to understand the nutrient status of an animal. In this Managing for Profit, Sarah Lanine, a cattle technical consultant with Elanco, talks about how producers can use this easy but effective tool to see if their feed management is working. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
A sick calf, a fence that needs mending, even a fluctuating market. Running a cow-calf operation comes with its own set of obstacles. But when it comes to health and management challenges, Rumensin can help. As the first ionophore approved for mature, reproducing cows, Rumensin reduces feed requirements by 5 to 10% by helping cows utilize forages more efficiently. From calves and replacement heifers to cows, adding Rumensin helps you save time and money by optimizing the productivity of your herd season after season. For nearly half a century, we've helped producers tackle the challenges they face every single day. The same challenges that made you want to get into this business, that drive you to honor what's been passed down to you through generations. And with Rumensin helping you increase productivity throughout the year, that's just one less challenge to overcome. Ask your feed supplier to help you put Rumensin to work for your operation or visit trustedbygenerations.com.
Body condition scoring is a tool that cattle producers are quite familiar with. And Sarah Lanine, a cattle technical consultant with Elanco, says it's still a great system to incorporate into your management practices.
It's very good for giving us a subjective measurement, since it's human error, that we could have in body condition scoring and relating it to an objective, quantifiable measurement in a cow-calf operation. And so when we think about body condition scoring, doing it a couple times a year is really important. The most important time is right before calving, so in late gestation, because that condition that she calves in is the single biggest indicator of future reproductive success. And so if she calves in a low condition, 4 or less, then we could see reductions in conception rate up to 10%. We see reductions in calf average daily gain of the calf she's nursing, which means less wean weight. And so that's what I mean by being able to tie that subjective measurement of body condition score into something that is quantifiable and something that's directly related to profit for that producer. It's important to keep in mind, though, it is a retroactive measurement.
She tells Brownfield if a body condition score is outside the ideal, producers will need to make some adjustments.
A lot of times when we talk about fixing body condition score, it's usually adding condition, not taking condition away. And adding condition takes a lot of calories, takes a lot of protein, so it can be costly. So if we get too far away from it, so let's say a cow calves in body condition score of 4, that doesn't give her an opportunity to lose weight in the calving process. It also doesn't give her an opportunity to properly meet those demands of peak lactation for that cow, for that calf. So we want to make sure that we're staying in the middle. If we get too far away from that, it's usually an indication of poor nutritional management or something that's out of their control. So if they have feeding conditions, drought, for example, one of the best ways to look at the nutritional program is to make sure they're assaying for forages, so sample grazed or harvested forage, to make sure they know the nutrient content, and then they can better understand when they need to supplement and what they need to supplement. So protein, energy, they can work with local nutritionists or feed mills to see what products are available.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Rumensin.